Our show begins with a pair of headlines, the first from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where CIA Director Mike Pompeo appeared before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. Pompeo is U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next Secretary of State. If confirmed, he'd be America's 70th Secretary of State, responsible for advising the President on foreign affairs. In his opening remarks, Pompeo indicated his priorities would be taking a hard line on Russia and Iran, avoiding past mistakes with North Korea, and rebuilding the U.S. State Department. But it's not certain whether the Senate will confirm Pompeo to the State Department job. He needs Senate approval to get it. And one Republican and some Democrats on the committee he spoke to yesterday are expected to oppose his nomination. We'll keep you posted on that process. Next, we're crossing the Atlantic and the Mediterranean to bring you an update on events concerning Syria. The Middle Eastern country is in the midst of a years-long civil war. Other nations, including Russia, Iran, and the U.S., have been involved. And America and its allies look like they're getting ready to take some sort of action there. French President Emmanuel Macron says that he has proof that the Syrian government used a chemical weapon in a recent attack. That's illegal under international law. And earlier this week, President Trump seemed to suggest that military action by the U.S. would be taken soon. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has denied using chemical weapons and says any international force against his country would threaten security and peace. Russia, an ally of Syria, has called for a U.N. Security Council meeting on Friday to discuss this issue.